Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Are we truly living in some brand new around-the-clock economy? When I read that Wall Street Journal article, my instinct was to push back. Convenience stores, financial markets, semiconductor fabs, they have been running 24 hours a day for 20 years. We have always lived in an around-the-clock economy. The only difference is that it used to run on human lives. When I was just starting my company, I worked across time zones constantly. Days were for Asia, nights were for the United States, and at 3 in the morning I would get pulled out of sleep by a system alert, spend 2 hours investigating, and find out it was a false alarm. But you could never afford not to check. What if it was real? The price we paid for that period was written on our team's faces. The exhaustion in their eyes kept deepening. The creative sessions grew quieter and quieter. Everyone was conserving energy. What AI has genuinely changed is not the around-the-clock nature of work itself. It is the cost logic of sustaining it. Now AI assesses severity first, and only escalates to a human when human judgment is actually required. The result is that critical incidents get resolved faster, because the person on call still has a full tank of energy, rather than having it drained by 5 false alarms. The most dangerous misunderstanding, though, is assuming AI is simply a machine doing what a person used to do. The pattern I have observed is this. The companies that succeed are not the ones replacing headcount with AI. They are the ones willing to redesign their entire operating logic from the ground up. So stop asking whether we are ready. The water is already at your ankles. The right question is whether you have a structure that can keep adapting as things keep changing.